Podcast 5, The Road to Emmaus. The Gospel for this podcast is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The Road to Emmaus is the story of an unexpected encounter with Jesus. The Gospels contain a range of accounts of Jesus' appearances after his resurrection, but this one only occurs in the Gospel of Luke. Emmaus was quite close to Jerusalem, about 11 kilometers away in a northwest direction, and two of the disciples were traveling there from Jerusalem after Jesus' resurrection on Sunday. One of these disciples is named Cleopas. We don't know who the other one was. The walk would have taken them about 2 hours. It was not a long way to Emmaus, and the road was good, because it was the main road built by the Romans from the coast of Judea to Jerusalem, and there were no bandits or thieves hanging about this road, unlike the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Today, the town of Emmaus has 2 basilica churches commemorating this gospel event. One of these churches is built on an earlier church, built in the 4th century, and that church is built on the remains of a 1st century house. So archaeologically, it seems probable that this is the actual location for these events. The mood of these 2 disciples could have been characterized by words all beginning with the same letter. If this was an episode of Sesame Street, it would be brought to you by the letter D. Discouragement, disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, despair. All of these words sum up how Cleopas and his companion were feeling as they trudged up the road toward Emmaus. They had left the downhearted and confused band of disciples who were afraid and bewildered over what had happened to Jesus on Good Friday. The 2 men, as they traveled along, were sad and disillusioned, even though they had heard the story of the women and disciples who had found the empty tomb, but they weren't sure what it meant. What was their hope? Not that Jesus would be the Savior of the world. No, their hope was that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel, as Luke tells us in verse 21. In other words, these disciples were still holding on to Palm Sunday's nationalistic fervor that saw Jesus as the one who would liberate Israel from the Roman invaders and restore them as a sovereign nation once again. No wonder Jesus said to them in verse 25, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken." But this was a consistent theme with the disciples. Even in Acts 2, verse 6, after Jesus has risen, the disciples have met together, and at that meeting they ask Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" Jesus' answer is a gentle rebuke. It's not for them to know the time and place that that will happen. And in fact, that restoration of the national kingdom of Israel is more than 1900 years away from being fulfilled. 1948 is the year that marks the restoration of the sovereign nation of Israel. God's timing is always perfect. As the 2 men walked along, a stranger joined them. This was going to be the most significant walk in their whole lives. The stranger asked them what they were discussing, and so they poured out their story to someone who seemed willing to listen. They tell the stranger all about their hopes and disappointments. The last thing they needed was a brisk "cheer up, it'll get better" talk, or being told to snap out of it. The stranger provides a listening ear. As the 3 men talk of their misery and disappointment, the stranger walks along with them. We know now that that stranger was Jesus. Isn't that a great picture? Jesus walking along the road with his despondent and confused disciples, sharing their troubles. When disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, despondency, and despair fill our lives, Jesus is the unseen stranger walking alongside us, listening to us, and if we are willing to hear his voice, revealing himself to us. As Cleopas and his friend talked about their cross, the cross that Jesus had been hung on, their bewilderment and sorrow, Jesus reassured them and helped them. How did he do it? He pointed them to what God says in the Bible. Luke tells us, Jesus explained to them what was said about himself in all the scriptures, beginning with the books of Moses and the writings of all the prophets. The 2-hour walk to Emmaus must have flown by for Cleopas and his fellow disciple. The two disciples could feel their despondency and sorrow lifting into understanding as hope, as the stranger explained that Jesus' death was a part of God's great plan of salvation. When disillusionment, depression, and defeat dominate our lives, Jesus walks with us just as he walked with the two men on the road to Emmaus. He points us to God's word of promise in the Bible that tells us again that we are God's dearly loved children and that he will stand by us through thick and thin. He turns our despair into hope. As they draw closer to Emmaus, the two disciples ask the stranger to stop with them for the night. And at the evening meal, Luke records, he took the bread and said the blessing. Then he broke the bread and gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened, and it dawned on them who the stranger was. It was their master, raised from the dead. Jesus himself had ministered to them in their sadness. Now they knew why a change had come over them as they walked on the road. Now they knew why their despondent hearts had been changed to hearts filled with hope and renewed faith. Jesus had revealed himself to them in his word and through the sacrament of breaking bread. I can imagine Cleopas and his friends standing in amazement, perhaps embracing each other in great joy, saying, "Wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Their world had come back together. They had experienced something of the grace of God. Because of his love for his despondent disciples, graciously, Jesus came and met them on the road to Emmaus. Graciously, he cleared away the fog of confusion. He showed to them the heart of God and his plan of salvation. And finally, he revealed himself to them. He was alive, risen from the dead. And at that moment, the stranger reveals who he was, and he vanishes from their sight. But he has not gone. He is still visible to those who have the eyes of faith. The road to Emmaus can be thought of as a symbol or a parable of the Christian life. This story is about ordinary despair, ordinary Monday morning drudgery. It's a story about meeting a stranger, hearing words of comfort, sitting down at a table and sharing a meal. This is a story about the meaning of Easter for us, especially this Easter. It enables us to see that the risen Lord gives hope and joy when all around us all we see is disappointment, discouragement, and despair. It enables us to see the world not as a place of death, decay, and defeat, but as a place where God's hope is present, waiting to be revealed to us. May you encounter Jesus, perhaps unexpectedly, in your bubble in the week to come, as you continue to walk in hope and faith with him into all that the week's journey holds.